Like many city and county governments across the state, the city of Springdale recently received a small portion of the $1.25 billion that was allotted to Arkansas by the Federal CARES Act at the onset of the pandemic. Springdale Mayor Doug Sprouse says the state's CARES Act committee earmarked $150 million to reimburse municipal governments for pandemic-related expenses.
That is doled out, or that is allocated and made available to cities and counties on a per capita basis. So Springdale's portion of that, based on our population, was just under $2.9 million. The committee, I believe they recognized the need for cities and counties to have some sort of relief, because this money has, you know, it has been a strain on all of our budgets, especially in the area of first responders.
The CARES Act committee determined that payroll for first responders is eligible for reimbursement up to that allocated amount. Mayor Sprouse says the city of Springdale reached its nearly $2.9 million reimbursement in police department payroll alone. And because that payroll comes out of the city's general fund, that's where the CARES Act money would be going.
Now, keep in mind, our general fund for on an annual basis is about $50 to $53 million. So $2.9 million is a minute piece of that, but it is an important reimbursement. Because, you know, for time and for PPP, everything's wrapped, or the PPE, I'm sorry, everything's wrapped up in that for us, but we just applied on salaries because it was a much cleaner, faster way to do it. And I think that's the route almost every city and county will take.
Springdale's CARES Act reimbursement made local headlines last week when it was reported a city council committee recommended spending a portion of the city's CARES Act funding on a firing range for its police department. But the mayor says that's a misunderstanding of how the reimbursement works and how that proposal was presented to the committee of the whole.
We had two separate agenda items, but everything sort of got worked together because we have, we were giving the council an overall look at future projects, and it several projects, including several that are directly COVID related, such as remote workstations in case we have to get shut down again, things like that. PPE that we have purchased, those kinds of things. The 200,000 masks that we purchased and gave out back in earlier in the year during our first spike, you know, things like that. So that was all wrapped up. That all came out of general fund money.
Mayor Sprouse says the city was giving the council an overview of its revenue sources as they prepare to hammer out the budget for the coming year. The firing range proposal came up during those discussions, but the mayor adds he wants to make it clear that funding for that purchase would come from the general fund.
The firing range, we need to move on because the owner, it's an existing privately owned range, and the owner needs a decision. We've been talking with him about it for a while, and he told us, our police chief recently, that, you know, I really need a decision on this from the city, or we're going to need to go ahead and list it and market it. We're getting a great price on it. It appraised for $845,000. We're going to purchase it if the council approves, we're going to purchase it for $600,000.
The firing range is about a mile from the police department. Right now, Springdale police officers use the Arkansas Law Enforcement Training Academy range to train and qualify for certification on the three guns they carry on duty. They do that every 6 months. That goes for all of the department's nearly 165 officers and bailiffs. Mayor Sprouse says that's made it hard to reserve adequate time at the range.
It could be as much as a six-month wait, schedule time. We've got a large department, a lot of officers that have to qualify annually, and it's just really a challenge to get that all done right in the way we need to. But with our own range, we can be much more effective with our training and do some things with training that'll be much better and better protect our citizens and better protect our officers.
Mayor Sprouse says the city would have bought the firing range whether or not it received the CARES Act reimbursement. And he adds Springdale has been on the receiving end of other funding specifically related to the COVID-19 pandemic, including an extra $900,000 in community development block grants on top of the CDBG funding they already get every year.
When it's all said and done, that whole almost $900,000 of CDBG COVID money is going to nonprofits and providers in Springdale that do those things like provide food, Meals on Wheels, rental assistance, utility assistance, all those things that that I think many people want their CARES Act money to go to.
The city council will vote on whether to purchase the firing range at its regular meeting tomorrow.